Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful to have your company. Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. And today I'm going to bring you Being Like Christ and Part 4. And I've got some exciting news as well. Not only are we on Podbean, but we're also on Anchor, and we're also on Spotify. That is such great news. On the podcast today, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I know that you're going to be blessed. And what we'll do, first of all, is to bring you some worship. And after that, I'll bring you the Word of God, Being Like Christ, and Part 4. This is the Worship Radio 247 podcast, and I'm David Alders. Let's worship God now, in spirit and in truth. This is the Gaithers, and Just As I Am.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We are at part 4 of Being Like Christ, imitating Christ, being the one who he is, trying to be like him. Turn with me to Scripture, and we're looking today at John's Gospel, and the 13th chapter, and verses 13 through to 17, and this is what it says. This is Jesus talking. He says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are no greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. Washing the disciples' feet. You know, it was amazing. The scene in the upper room, it must have been incredible. You know, Jesus says in verse 7, he says, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." And then Peter pipes up. "No," Peter protested. "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." So what I say today is, Lord, bring it on. Come and wash my feet. Come and wash my feet, Father. You know, I believe that during a church service, this should happen. I once did this at a service some years ago. I felt so burdened to do this that I did it. And I don't know how many there were there, about 75 people, I guess. And I just said, if you want to come and have your feet washed, come and have your feet washed. And that was going on while the worship band were playing. It was so powerful. Are you willing to wash your brother and sister's feet? Are you willing to do that? It is so powerful. You know, I believe we should be doing this in families as well as church. I believe that as we break bread, perhaps we could then say, you know what? We're going to wash feet too. How powerful would that be? We need to be like Jesus. We need to be who Jesus is. This poem that was read out during that song from Carrie Job and Forever. It's called Jesus is Forever by Isaac Wimberly. And if you didn't get it, I'm going to bring it to you now. This is what the poem says. If there are no words for him, then I don't have them. If there are words for him, should I say, then I don't have them. See, my brain has not yet reached the point where it could form a thought that could adequately describe the greatness of my God. And my lungs have not yet developed the ability to release a breath with enough agility to breathe out the greatness of his love. And my voice. See, my voice is so inhibited, restrained by human limits, that it's hard to even sing the praise up. You see, if there are words for him, then I don't have them. My God, his grace is remarkable. Mercies are innumerable. Strength is impenetrable. He is honorable, accountable, favorable. He's searchable, yet knowable, infinable, indefinable, yet approachable, indescribable, yet personal. He's beyond comprehension, further than imagination, constant through generations, King of every nation. But if there are words for him, then I don't have them. You see, my words are few to try and capture the one true God. Using my vocabulary will never do. But I use words as an expression of worship to a Savior who is both worthy and deserving of my praise. So I use words. My heart extols the Lord, blesses his name forever. He has won my heart, captured my mind, and has bound them both together. He has defeated me in my rebellion, conquered me in my sin. He has welcomed me into his presence, completely invited me in. He has made himself the object of my sight, flooding me with mercies in the morning, drowning me with grace in the night. But if there are words for him, then I don't have them. But what I do have is good news. For my God knew that man-made words would never do, for words are just tools that we use to point to the truth. So he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, living proof that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, giving nothingness formation. But by his word he sustains in the power of his name. For he is before all things, and above all things he reigns. Holy is his name. So praise him for his life, the way he preserved in strife, the humble Son of God, becoming the perfect sacrifice. Praise him for his death, that he willingly stood in our place, that he lovingly endured the grave, that he battled our enemy, and on the third day rose in victory. He is everything that was promised. Praise him as the risen King. Lift your voice and sing, for one day he will return for us, and we will be finally reunited with our Savior for eternity. For eternity. So it is not just words that I proclaim, for my words point to the Word, and the Word has a name. Hope has a name. Joy has a name. Peace has a name. Love has a name. And that name is Jesus Christ. Praise his name forever. Praise his name forever. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that is what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. Beloved, the time has come when we have got to put away our differences. The time has come when we have to make a decision that we are going to follow Jesus as he has commanded us to follow him, not as we want to follow him, in a wishy-washy sort of way where we don't really care. And on Monday, we are kicking the dog. But we need to follow him closely, follow his example, do what he did. And what did he do? He loved all mankind. He loved the sinner, but hated the sin. Are you getting this today? He loved the sinner, but he hated the sin. Beloved, he never will accept sin in our lives, but he will love us and continue to love us because he has always loved us, because he is our God. He is Lord of all and always will be Lord of all. And as that poem says, I don't have words to explain my love for him, but he has words to explain his love for you. For he says in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, you are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. Verse 4 of the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, you are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you, says the Lord. Beloved, I want you to do something with your family to begin with. I want you to wash your family's feet. I want you to make a decision that you are willing to do just as Jesus did, to wash your family's feet and suggest to your pastor at church that one day maybe we could wash each other's feet. How would that be? That would be amazing. Washing the feet of your beloved, because he has washed your feet and he has washed you clean by the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We say thank you so very much for what you have done for us, for the sacrifice you made on the tree 2,000 years ago, for dying on the cross for such as me. Thank you, Jesus. And I honor you, and I love you with all of my heart and with all of my soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. This is Chris Tomlin, and it's called Greater.
From him, through him, and to him are all things. To God be the glory. His word endures from beginning to end. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Greater is the love of Jesus.
Oh, that is magnificent. That is Chris Tomlin on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. And greater. You know what? I hope and I pray that today you have been mightily blessed by the message. And I just want to add something because this is so powerful. And what I want to say is by response after listening to this podcast, I get a sense that you would like to renew your relationship with Almighty God, and perhaps you've never had a relationship at all. And maybe this is the time when you need to put that right. You need to put that in perspective. You've heard about him. You've probably been to church many times. But have you ever had a relationship with him? Well, now you can. Right now, right at this moment. And all you need to do is follow the words that I bring and mean them in your heart. And your relationship with Almighty God will begin right now. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong. I ask you, in the name of your Son, Jesus, to forgive me and to make me brand new. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for renewing me. Thank you for who you are. From now on, you are my Lord and my Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Oh, that is wonderful. And I would love to know if that was you. You can send me an email right now at this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. We would love to hear from you. And all you've got to do, you don't need to say very much if you don't want to, but all you've got to do is to just say a few words. Just say, it was me. And if you want to tell me more, it would be great to hear. And if you don't mind me broadcasting your name or the message you've sent, let me know in the email. If you don't want me to broadcast it, I won't. But just let me know in the email. Thank you for joining us today. And this is a very special day as well. This is the day that Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, passed from this life into the next. And I just want to pray for him right now. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, that you would welcome him into your glory. maybe with a fanfare, Father. And I want to pray for the rest of the royal family, for the Queen herself, for the children, and for the grandchildren, and for the great-grandchildren. Be with them in this time of mourning, in this time of pain. Your word says, Lord, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen.